You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey, please drink responsibly.
Welcome to the Big Suey, presented by DraftKings.
Why are you listening to this show?
The podcast that seems very similar to the other Dan Le Batard podcast.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to apologize for that.
In fact, the only difference seems to be this imaging.
I have been tempted in restaurants just walking past tables to grab somebody's fries that if they're just there. That hasn't happened to you guys?
I've done it.
And now, here's the marching man to nowhere, Fat Face, and the habitual liar.
Billy, there's a countdown clock without sound this time, so you can...
They can hear us, yeah.
You can hear us now.
So we are started.
Yeah, we're on.
I don't want to... What's the point of the numbers if we're already on? Why are we doing
this? But it's counting down.
We're not on camera yet, you know.
Four, three, two.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
We're live, even though we've been live for 30 seconds already. Hello!
And people are looking at this, and you say Happy New Year, and they're like, where's Stugatz? Where is Mike Ryan? Where is Chris Cody? Where is Roy? We do not know the whereabouts of Stugatz. He was in Mexico with the Grateful Dead. John Mayer got coronavirus, and they canceled the concert. Stugatz still not back. We don't know the whereabouts of Mike Ryan either. Jessica wasn't going to be a part of what we're doing today, but suddenly she was sick all day today, and then all of a sudden the Steelers win, and next thing you know, Jessica's just fine, and everyone's getting a text. Jessica's going to, yeah, she's going to do the post game.
Winnie cures everything, Dan.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, God. Dan, the Steelers, barring a tie tonight, are going to be in the playoffs. Nothing ever could hurt me.
I'm trying to figure out which playoff team I trust least. Is it the Steelers? Is it the Rams? Is it the Bills? Is it the Cardinals? Is it the Eagles?
It's the Eagles.
I wanted it to be the Colts, but the Colts, that's as disastrous a loss as you will ever see on the last day of a season.
Win and you're in, and you lose to the Jaguars that have shipped it home like 10 weeks ago. They're not even trying anymore, and they beat
you 50-10 last week.
What is happening right now?
And furthermore, you got dragged by Jacksonville. Yes. You were never in the game. Carson Wentz spent the whole game with his face mask in the grass.
Like pulling a chunk of turf out of his helmet. He spent the entire game. And that's the Colts offensive line, which is one of the best in football. And in the most important game of the season, they got caved in by the Jags, who are responsible, I think, for the two biggest freak results of the season. Was it 9-3 that they beat the Bills earlier?
9-6,
excuse me. And then today, they go out and beat the Indianapolis Colts. And as you said, completely kick their ass. From start to finish, the Colts were never in that game.
Billy, how do you feel about the Colts' performance?
I'm pissed. I picked a lot of that. I thought that this was going to be a thing. We had Frank Reich on God Bless Football this week. I was like, you know what? This is going to be one of those weeks. Let me take Carson Wentz cheap in my quarterback position for a DraftKings competition that we have every week. And then I was like, you know what? Should I go Jack Doyle? I'm hearing some things. Maybe Jack Doyle's not going to be coming back. Maybe he's going to retire. Should I go T.Y. Hilton? Maybe, you know, this might be his last game in Indy. Let me stack here. get Indy. They're going to ride high. They're going to destroy these Jaguars. And that didn't happen.
What are you distracted by? Do you have something else you need to be doing that's off camera that you're looking at?
Looking at something? No, I just, you know, I'm fiddling with a pencil. Is that what we're referring to?
Carson,
you're looking over there.
Oh, Carson. Well, I switched my setup. Sorry, Dan. I switched my setup a bit, right? For no reason. Not you know, for Thursday or anything. Just for a different look. And then there's a TV over there. And I was just like watching the recap. It's all the touchdowns that they do on red zone. And the thing is, Dan, is that this is it. Like this is the last red zone that we're going to get for like 8 months now. So I'm trying to take in all of it. I just watched through all the credits of everyone that's worked on red zone this season. I have a question for you. And I guess anyone listening, I didn't have red zone before the season started. Week one, I called and I got red zone. Do I call tomorrow and cancel? Yes, right? Because it's just going to be a dead channel for months, or does it automatically cancel?
You have up until week one of next season to cancel. They give you the entire off season. As long as you do before the first game of next year, I think you're good. But don't put it off because then you might forget.
That's not a monthly payment? That's not a monthly payment?
Well, I don't know. I have the Sunday ticket version. I don't have the TV.
You can't cancel red zone for games that don't exist and get any money back.
Like, why not? It's a monthly thing. I added it to my package for the month. No,
I think that the red zone, you just pay one flat fee of whatever it is, $50, $100. You get it for the season, and that's it.
No, I think they have the greatest racket in the cable industry, which is they are dark for 9 months and still get. I imagine millions of people to pay for it every month because they forget to cancel it off their bill. Yes, Billy, call tomorrow, get it off the bill.
I'm writing this down.
Charge you during the football season for
It's a total package. There's other sports channels that you're not getting that you're paying for. That's essentially what it is.
No, I'm calling to cancel.
Do you guys realize that Carson Wentz was very close to becoming the first quarterback ever to go an entire season on the road without throwing an interception? And then he threw two interceptions on back-to-back passes.
Okay, but let's be real. Carson Wentz has never been a quarterback that was going to go a full season without throwing an interception on the road. I mean, that's who he is today is who he is. He's been begging to be this quarterback all season long. He has flirted with disaster the entire season, and today he finally got his comeuppance. It was nothing to do with luck. It was nothing to do with he's been skilled on the road. He got his comeuppance today.
I love when people get their comeuppance, Dan. I don't know if you were taken aback by that.
I don't feel like a lot of people. Tony, did you want to say anything? I don't believe a lot of people use the word comeuppance in casual conversation.
We were all shook by that word. Everybody was just kind of looking around like, what do we do now? There's nothing to do. So there was a game, I think it was a Sunday night football game, that the Colts went and played in San Francisco in the middle of a monsoon. It was like one of those I don't know what they call them, bomb cyclones or whatever, in San Francisco. And there was just torrential downpour. And he could have thrown 11 picks that day if the ball wasn't wet and sliding off people's heads.
Bomb cyclone? What is a bomb?
It's like a bomb cyclone.
I think that's a thing.
Woody's got me.
It is a thing. There was a bomb cyclone in New York last week, apparently. It's like a pressure buildup that's like more than a normal like nor'eastern.
But that sounds, a bomb cyclone sounds worse than tsunami, worse than hurricane, it sounds like you can't have a worse kind of storm. What can possibly sound worse with wording than bomb cyclone? It sounds
Sharknado.
Like a cyclone.
Sharknado,
Dan. Sharknado's a good one. Yeah.
Sharknado's a good one.
I suppose a gorilla monsoon. A monsoon.
Yeah. anytime you feel that, I think bomb is the worst word in weather events. I don't think you're doing worse in the nomenclature of weather events than bomb.
But fire tornado, Dan. That's another one you used to use back in the day when there was a fire tornado. Yeah, that was.
But how bad is a bomb? A bomb cyclone? Like how bad is it? Because I have not.
It depends how much precipitation there is, Dan. Yeah. It's a big pressure system. So it can mean a lot of wind, it can mean a lot of rain, it can mean a lot of snow, but not necessarily all of those at the same time.
Yeah.
Tony, do we have people backstage that we are about to unleash on the audience here in the absence? Some ringers here that we're going to throw out there in the absence
friend of the program
of my father and in the absence of Stugatz. I just ruined one of the surprises. Yeah. In the absence of Stugatz and Mike Ryan. Ricky, what would you classify as the most disappointing loss of your career? The time that you were saddest. We were talking about this Colts loss where they could have been in the playoffs and they end up losing on the road to Jacksonville.
Yeah, it was that exact situation. Exact situation. My first year with the Dolphins. And I think we had a Super Bowl caliber team that year. And we had a couple of breakdowns late in the season. We lost to Buffalo when I ran for 200 yards. And then we lost to the Vikings. Chris Carter dropped a ball in the end zone. And then we went up to New England and we whooped their ass for 3.5 quarters. We were up by like 10 with 4 minutes left. And we somehow found a way to blow it. We went into overtime and they beat us and we didn't make the playoffs.
Whittingham, did you have something you wanted to ask Ricky? Because you're a proponent of of the Chargers and Raiders. You think it's the smartest thing for them to just kneel on the football tonight, both of them 0-0, get a tie, go in healthy into the playoffs, and knock Jessica's Steelers out of the playoffs.
Right. So the present scenario is if tonight the Chargers and the Raiders play to a tie, they both get in the playoffs. If one of them wins, then the other one is out. So the tie is the best case scenario for these two teams. The coaches should get together, in my opinion, at midfield and decide we're playing to a nil-nil draw for 70 minutes. However, there's been a lot of arguments in the week about how competitive teams should be and that, you know, Brandon Staley, integrity of the game. Apparently the NFL commissioner can get involved and declare this a double forfeit if the coaches decide to do this. Ricky, as a competitor, you've talked a lot about how much you enjoyed the competitive spirit of football. If I said to you, I can guarantee you the playoffs with a nil-nil draw, or do you want to play for your chance to win it? Which would you take?
Well, it depends. Am I a player? Am I an owner?
You're a player. You're a player.
Run us through all the scenarios.
Yeah, all of them. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
You're a player in scenario A.
But I think by those confines, they really kind of limit the expectations, I think, of public opinion. So as an athlete, we're not really allowed to say, oh, that's okay, because we're supposed to be the foot soldiers, right? We don't get to think like that. And I think when you go up one level to the head coach, you know, some head coaches are allowed to think outside of the box. So maybe there's one or two that could get away with it. I think you go up to the owners, they get to, you know, it's like the more money you make, the more crazy you're allowed to be. And I think if you go to the owners, and the owners are more allowed to, they can get away with having that conversation.
What are you guys laughing about? Go ahead. I mean, you guys are doing your own show. No, go ahead. You're doing your own show in the chat.
I'm doing no such thing.
Feel free to do the show for the audience instead of yourself.
The one who took this off the rails, Whitty.
He did. That's true.
More perspective. As a fan, let's say you're a Las Vegas Raiders fan. Your team can get in the playoffs with a tie. Would you want it?
That depends on the person, right? Some people are really like, they want, the way they live their life is like, go for it. I want to be a competitor. And some people, you know, want to use their brains and find a way where they don't have to fight. No, we know what team you're on.
you can take the free bye week. Here's my thing. You can take the free bye week. And my thing is, like, every team, every coach, every player is trying to gain every minuscule advantage that they can over the course of an entire season, from start to finish, every single advantage that they can acquire. And you are handed a giant one. Just go out there, take knees for an hour and 10 minutes, suffer some embarrassment, and that's all you have to do to go and make the playoffs.
Sometimes if you're a warrior suffering embarrassment, like, you know.
Worse than losing.
There are certain cultures where that meant you got to kill yourself.
Oh, well, not in the NFL.
Oh, that escalated very quick.
Which cultures?
I mean, it doesn't have to be all that.
Everyone's seen Samurai. Right?
I have seen that movie. The Tom Cruise one, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Most people have seen that movie. And in that culture, right, and even in some Viking cultures, right, that is about the honor of dying in battle. It's not about trying to find ways to avoid. And that was taboo. So if you did that, you know, they said you suffered death.
But if you're just trying to get into the wild away
from battle, right? If you say, you know, general, I think it's dumb for us to go to war. It doesn't really make any sense. So I think I'm just going to go over it. They would shoot you.
Wow. All right, Rich. So you have Rich Basaccia being shot in the parking lot of Allegiant Stadium.
Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
All right. Active today.
Ricky's got to get out of here. He's got something else to do. We'll see you later, Ricky. good talking to
Bye,
you.
Bye, Ricky.
I saw there was a player today during one of the games. I don't know whether this is a player that you guys know, but it said on the back of his uniform, Warrior. He was running around out there, and his last name, it was on one of these botched punts. There were two of them, right? These punters both dropped the ball, and one of the guys out there running out there was named Warrior. And Scott Hansen actually said on the NFL Network that was a hell of a rhymes with drain art. Evidently, you can't say brain fart on the NFL Network.
What?
Yeah, I mean, that's what he said. He said it rhymes with drain art.
I just think he doesn't want to be a professional broadcaster and say the word fart. I think that's what's happening there.
How do they talk about the girl who was selling them in bottles if they can't say the
You think Scott Hansen was
didn't come up
reporting
on
live on that? Yeah.
It didn't come up. The 90-day fiancé star who was selling jarred bottles of fart didn't come up.
But let's say it was Nigel Warrior who was selling farts, which, by the way, is his real name.
Why can't you say brain?
Wait, did I say brain farts?
Not you. I don't know why Scott Hansen couldn't say that. You want to finish your point, Whittingham?
Yeah. I mean, if Nigel Warrior was selling farts, would he say that Nigel Warrior was selling farts? By the way, if your family surname is Warrior, would you go for Nigel? I feel like there's a lot of names you can go with to really compound the intimidation factor.
In Ricky Williams culture.
Yeah. That's true. That's your name can't be like Tyson. Another Thai name. That's the only one I could think of. Thai for short. Tyler.
I was trying to combine here Ricky Williams and my father, but I fear that my father might be having some trouble with getting on to the link because my father wanted to bury Ricky Williams, who owes him $20 from about 15 years ago before a Dolphin game because he didn't have any money to get to the tolls and almost didn't get to the Dolphin game. Where is my father, Tony?
I'm going to go find him, Dan. I'll be back.
Okay. Wait. Is there more to this story? He didn't have any money, had no way of getting it, but somehow Poppy had access to getting him money to get through tolls?
Yes, before a Dolphin game, he had to get to the Dolphin game and go through tolls, didn't have any cash on him, and so he bummed it off of my father, who happened to be at the house. My father did not drive him to the game. No, he was swinging by
at
the house.
That would be amazing if he did, though, right?
Venetian Causeway? Those are expensive tolls.
Imagine your mom packing him like a little lunch in a brown bag. Like, have fun, Ricky. See you later.
Carpooling to the Dolphins game is a tremendous visual.
Would he sit in the backseat or in the passenger seat, though?
I also like the idea of Ricky flicking change into one of those receptacles.
Oh,
I miss the receptacle of the change on the turnpike to get into the stadium for tolls.
Why do you miss that, Billy?
It was fun. It was a game. It was also very nerve-wracking, honestly.
Yeah, occasion where like you chucked a nickel in there and maybe it didn't read it. And so it says you were still short and you just go flying through. And I don't know, because like so you try and do it on the move.
I remember when they also tried to like eliminate how much area that you had. They had like bars or something, I guess, to prevent you from throwing things, and it wasn't as wide, so I guess it wouldn't spin around as much. And then it was like, whoa, all bets are off, because things could be bouncing off all kinds of stuff and you'd be bricking left and right, you know what I mean?
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Can we talk about what happened or a couple of the things that happened in the Dolphin-Patriots game? What was the punter for the Dolphins doing sliding before on a fake punt, sliding before the first down marker and getting the first down somehow? Because I don't know the rules. You're not allowed to hit the punt. The punter's a quarterback when he runs and slides. I did not know that.
Well, I he is the one who, in theory, handles the ball on the punt. But, yeah, I mean, in some ways, that was the only way he was getting the first down. I think it was meant to be a pass. This corner played it incredibly well, where he kind of denies him the angle to pass, but then also charges at him. And really, the only way Pilardi can get the first down there is by sliding and drawing a penalty, because he was not going to leap forward head first and try and get the first down. He did not clearly have the foot speed in order to get there, so... heady play. He slid short of the first down marker and drew a penalty.
Literally.
Billy, are you someone who wants to celebrate Tua today? You want to celebrate the fact that on third and long, he ran for a first down to beat the Patriots 3-0 against the Patriots in his career? Bill Belichick has no answers for Tua.
I'm a little nervous about the Tua situation because we talked to Chris Sims this week and he's like, it's done for Tua. Like it's
wow.
Yeah.
Already?
I don't think he was even talking about the Dolphins. Like it's just done for Tua after last week. It's not going to happen anymore, which is sad because I just got a Tua t-shirt for Christmas, which I was going to wear today and I didn't. And now I wonder if I'll ever be able to wear
receipt
it.
Or no.
But what?
Gift receipt or no?
It's rude.
You can exchange
ask,
it.
Right?
You know,
they didn't give it to me, but I'm wondering if Witty's sad because if this is the end of the road for Tua and today was his last game, then no longer are the days of Whitting being able to shit on Tua.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was kind of going through the scenarios. Again, super impressed by Davis Mills today. I don't know, maybe if there's a fourth-round pick on offer for Davis Mills.
Smart football people have been talking about Davis Mills for the last 5 weeks.
I cannot stop looking at that dude's neck when he is lined up over center, and it is elongated in a way that seems deeply unhealthy.
But he crushes it, man. Like he was tremendous today, coming back from 21-0 behind. The Texans want to fire their coach for some reason. I don't understand.
Are they going to fire him?
Well, Jay Glazer said that they're planning on firing David Culley after one season. Oh, handed him a terrible roster, handed him a disaster of a Deshaun Watson situation, and he won 4 games. They were competitive in the last game of the season. They played really hard. I don't understand what you want this coach to do. Poor David Culley. Chewing a giant wad of bubble gum. The bubble gum is massive.
He messed up them getting the number one pick, and that's all they wanted out of this.
That's a good point.
So he's got to go.
Well, what about Man Campbell messing up them getting the number one pick?
No, he doesn't do that, Dan.
That's about honor, Dan.
He's getting coached. Yeah, he's a Viking warrior that, you know, if he doesn't win that whole scenario. We don't have to go over that again. Campbell's going to get Coach of the Year votes, I think. Whoa,
I was just saying.
You don't think others receiving Ricky votes? Man Campbell, one or two?
He was 11-6 this year against the spread.
Boom.
That to me is a winning season.
Playoffs. Like,
you're incredible. You're winning the division in my book.
Did you get a bye? Or?
Good teams win. Great teams cover.
Boom. Atta girl.
Are you in a full-fledged gambling addiction now, Jessica, because today was the first day of sports gambling in New York?
I'm just waiting to see if my Jets Bills undercashed. It did. It was 44.5. I think the final was 22-10. So, yeah, you could say I'm having a pretty good day over here, Dano.
I'm worried about you.
Well, if I don't come back to Florida, you'll know why.
27-10. That's sad, that bet. Betting for Bills Jets not to score, rooting to watch a game in which the game the Bills and the Jets played.
Dan, you don't understand because if you live in New York or you're in New York City, the only games you get are the freaking Giants who suck and the Jets who suck. So I finally get something out of both of these teams sucking, which is betting the unders on both the Giants and the Jets today. They both hit. So now both teams stink. I don't have to watch them. And I make a little, you know, wet the beak a little on the side.
Is that any worse than Witty literally wishing that two teams don't make a play?
Kneel
they
the ball.
Kneel the ball.
Kneel for 70 minutes.
It'd be you could, great.
It's chaos. It's
it'd
chaos.
Be so great.
Because the thing is that like eventually the ball would turn over on downs and they'd have to go to commercial break. We'll be right back with more kneels from Allegiant Stadium in just a minute. 3 minutes of commercials.
So
then we
great.
Come back. It would be amazing. let's go down to Michelle Tafoya standing by on the sideline who's got an update on the kneels. Michelle.
How do we feel about Jack Collinsworth? JAC, by the way.
Yeah. Okay.
Throw a K on the end of your name, I would say.
I mean, otherwise, that's Chris's fault, though, not Jack's, I would assume.
He's also missing an H. So, like, their family must be addicted to leaving a letter out of their name, if you think about
Where's the H?
C-R-I-S, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's bring in my father. You guys have kept him waiting long enough with your nonsense, your gibberish, and your drivel. Poppy, how are you feeling about this Dolphin season? You have been an outspoken critic of the Miami Dolphins through 20 years of unending failure. This entire century has had nothing but failure in it. How are you feeling today? No, oh, you got to unmute yourself. Got to unmute.
Yeah,
I tried to unmute yourself.
And I couldn't.
You got to. All right, you guys talk amongst yourself. I knew that there was going to be a problem when we tried to bring in my father. You got to unmute yourself. Help him with that off air, Tony. Give him a call. Okay. You would think that all of that would have been handled long before we started, but nah, why would we do that?
I mean, I tried.
Jack's got that Collinsworth smile, though. You know what I mean? He's got an infectious energy there on the sideline. I saw him before kickoff today. What do you think? It does help that his dad is on Sunday Night Football, though, right? We can agree on that.
Well, he had a job that was not linked to his father before. I think he used to work at ESPN. He was like the main ACC network host before he switched over to NBC. Yeah. So I will not have your nepotism slander.
Yeah, but his name's not Jack, you know, Rodriguez. You know what I mean? Hmm. But Collinsworth doesn't hurt.
I was watching the Giants today. And
it
made me really sad because Kyle Rudolph at one point had 3 catches for 13 yards and he was by far their leading receiver. And what was that quarterback sneak on 3rd and 9? What was that?
The play of the day, the play of the season, 3rd and 9. I mean, the Giants, do they not make you, because you said they make you sad. They make me angry. Viscerally angry. I see their offense on the television and I just like get off immediately. Like, just don't stop being on my television.
I think, Poppy, your computer is now working, Dad. What were you saying about the Dolphins?
Oh man, the Dolphins, they did tonight this season what they have been doing for the last 45 years, which is, well, not 45 years, 20 years, which is nothing. They can make the playoff for shit, you know?
Oh,
and I don't care how much money you give the Dolphins, they're not going to make the playoff, you know? I mean, Flores got to go, the quarterback got to go, the owner, Stephen Rose, got to go, everybody got to go. Clean sweep, Jesus. Clean sweep.
A clean sweep on everybody.
That's right, a clean sweep. That's it. Get rid of everybody who is no good, which is everybody.
That's right.
Cleaning house, Dano.
There's expectations down here, Dan, and they're not meeting it, right, Poppy?
All 10 offensive coordinators.
Who was that?
What about Jalen Waddle? How do we feel about him?
I'm sorry. I didn't hear what you said. What did you say?
Tony said, what about their 10 offensive coordinators?
Everybody. Yeah, that's right. Everybody. You know what I mean?
Everybody.
The only thing good about the win tonight is that they beat Billy Shit. That's it.
Uh-huh. That's Bella Cheat, not Bella Shit.
I heard Billy Shit.
It's really not, the distinction is not worth making.
Yeah. Bella Shit is iconic.
Bella Shit, Bella Cheat. It's all one and the same.
Well, which is it, Poppy? Is it Bella Cheat or is it Bella Shit? Which is it?
Well, you know, I mean, you're too technical, my dad.
He's the police. That's why.
William Shakespeare over here. Yeah.
He's a pedant.
Asking you. I'm asking you for a clarification. I'm not making fun of you.
Belly Cheat.
There you go.
What do you not understand, Dan? What are you not getting?
Poppy, how do you feel about Jalen Waddle? You like his dance?
You like that?
Sure,
is a good.
Yes, right.
Stop it. The Penguin
he set
dance.
A rookie record today.
Yes, yeah, that's right. Well, that's right. Good. Poppy, good talking to you. Thank you for stopping by. We appreciate all of your efforts. Thank you, sir.
Okay, have a Merry Christmas, everybody.
No, wait,
Merry
you
Christmas.
Can't.
Happy New Year.
No, Dad, you can't do either of those. It's
too late. January 9th.
QA Moggle.
I'm a little bit late, but that's okay.
Nah,
it counts.
That's all right. Don't worry. Poppy, Ricky Williams was here before, and he was swinging around $20 bills.
Yeah, Ricky Williams, Poppy, owes you some money, doesn't he? Actually, yeah.
Oh,
before
he owes me a lot of money. He never had any money on him when he saw me. No, he always needed 5, 10, 15, 20. The good thing is that he's a smart businessman. He never returned my money back. He kept all that loot, you know?
Mm-hmm. How long did you have the Heisman Trophy in your garage, Poppy?
Forever and ever and ever. Mm.
Do you still have it?
Years and years and years. 15
you
years.
Charged maybe, rent. 15 years.
All right. We'll see you later.
Who the hell, you know, nobody, this guy, he's not going to have anything of value in his house. So that, yes, it was a smart move on the part of Ricky Williams.
Yeah, that's right. See you later,
yeah, why not?
See you later.
Bye, Bobby.
All right, take care.
Happy New Year.
Year.
Merry Christmas. Happy Thanksgiving.
What'd you not get about Belichick, Dan?
Yeah.
What did you not get? Why'd you press him so hard on that?
I just didn't know. Usually, I didn't know whether it was Belichick or Belichick. I thought it was important to know which it is that he was saying.
Which was it?
I don't know. I still don't know.
Don't worry about it.
Do any of the records count when you say rookie record? Like, if they're playing more games, why would any of the records count if it's a longer season than it's ever been?
All day long, tweets from people and stuff. Record this, and broadcasters getting excited about record that. TJ Watt, record does not count in my personal record book. It's a nonsense record. Anything that gets, Jalen Waddle, more receptions than any rookie ever. No, he didn't. Anquan Boldin still has that record. Oh. Now, the number of games that have played in the NFL has changed over time. And so perhaps the 16-game records need to be identified as well. I do think that the current record's an absolute nonsense. Hmm.
Can you guys tell me? I don't understand why this keeps happening. It happened again today, and it annoys me every time that it happens. And it is a small thing, but I notice it every time that it happens. DeAndre Swift scored a touchdown in Detroit. Detroit fans were being very loud, and he held his finger to his lips and did the shh thing. And I just think that it's a reflex thing that these guys do no matter where it is that they are. And I've seen it like four times this season where a guy tells his home crowd to be quiet, after he scored a touchdown. I'm not the only one who's noticed this. I'm not the only one who's annoyed by it.
It's so weird, right? Like, you figure it's like you have this touchdown dance, you celebrated, and you're like, okay, I'm gonna get in here and do X, Y, and Z. And then all of a sudden your fans are cheering and you're giving them the finger like, shh, be quiet. It just doesn't make sense. Like, I think you're right, Dan. I think just people lose a sense of like where they are and they're like, oh, I'm on the road. Let me quiet these fans down.
No, it's not that. You know what it is, Dan, is that every athlete has in their mind now a me against them mentality because of their social media. In the social media world, you can concoct from negative Instagram comments. I can concoct from my Twitter replies a finger shushing to the audience right now. If I wanted to, I could have come on after making a great point about the 0-0 draw tonight, done a shush because there's six people on my Twitter comments who are mean to me sometimes. So everyone in their Instagram comments can create a world in which they're shushing people after doing something good.
So they're shushing the haters. They're not shushing the fans in front of
always
them.
Always shush the haters.
The world.
What would you do if you scored something? How would you celebrate? Would you shush the haters or would you have some sort
of... I really like the Waddle. And I like when the fat guys get involved with the Waddle because the fat guys come over and dance with him. The Waddle's a good celebration. I don't know how I feel. Billy, do you have an opinion on Sean McVay running into the end zone to be with his guys?
Enough of him. I wish Stugatz was here because he would go with me on this. I feel like Woody's going to be, this pro.
No, I'm right there with you, Billy. Right
out
there
of the end zone. All right, Sean McVay. Enough of this, enough of the look at me stuff. One thing, can we go back a couple days? Because Woody did this either this week or last week, and it was something that kind of bothered me. He's not a fan, and you just mentioned it, he's not a fan of thick sixes, as they're called, but he is a fan of scorigamis, which I think is total bullshit, because it's just a numbers thing that no one actually cares about, and people say, I'm so excited that I saw this scorigami. Woody, if you could tell me where you were for any of those scorigamis this year and what the score was, I'd be shocked. But thick sixes.
Billy.
Book of Dano.
Yeah.
What'd I do?
You're the police.
You're the one being the fun police right
the
now. Listen,
scorigami police.
You know what?
No,
last
scorigamis aren't fun. That's a thing that people are making up. No
Why
one
are they
remembers
not fun?
This. Because
you know
no one remembers the scores or where they were, but you remember the thick sixes, and you remember who was the guy from the Dolphins.
It's not like it's your
name one,
kids.
Billy. Name one thick six. Name one thick six has happened this season.
I'll do you one better. The guy from the Dolphins that flipped upside down that it ended up being called back, that wasn't even a thick six, and I'll never forget it. I couldn't tell you what the name of the person was.
And so clearly you could forget it because you don't remember the guy's name.
Offensive lineman.
I will forever remember being dead asleep as Cowboys 51, Eagles 26 came in last night. Brand new, fresh new scorigami. I think it's the 1,074th unique score in NFL history. I was asleep as it happened.
How did you guys feel about Xavier Howard stealing Marshawn Lynch's celebration of going back over the goal line and grabbing these nuts?
Somebody needed aggressive. To bring it back. Somebody needed to bring it back, right?
I mean, it's been 10 years. That's the single greatest run I've ever seen in the sport. Marshawn Lynch capped it off, and then today Xavier Howard decided, you know what? I'm going to do it too. I'm just going to, I don't see a trademark on this. Where's the copyright? I'm going to do it as well.
Isn't it funny? The guy that's been keeping D's nuts alive has been Nick Saban this entire time. Like, there's been a span of only Nick Saban using D's nuts jokes ever since Marshawn Lynch did it. Now we're back, baby.
That's so true. And picturing him in that brown leather jacket that he was wearing the other night in Indianapolis making D's nuts jokes makes it even better.
National treasure.
Also, I want to back Billy's point for a second, even though he just had a go at me. Sean McVay, I'm going to make a very Stugatzi point right now. Don't run into the end zone and celebrate with your team and then lose the game. All right? How's that sound? Yes. How's that sound? Don't show up the 49ers, run into the end zone, slapping five with Tyler Higbee, make it all about you. The field judge has got to push you off the field. And then you go on and lose in overtime. Can't do it. If you're going to run on the field and celebrate, you have to win.
Yeah.
I think I actually agree with you, Woody, because I saw something today earlier during my Steelers game. Terrell Suggs showed up in a Bane costume, and it reminded me of earlier this season when Miles Garrett wore the cape with all the quarterbacks he sacked, and then they lost. Every time you wear a costume to a preseason pregame thing, you have to win the game. You can't be Bane and then you're retired and then your team loses. Disrespect to Terrell Suggs.
Dan, you're still thinking about the Texans that dressed up and lost by like 40 points.
Yes, the linebackers who would show up in like costume party regalia and then they would allow 300 rushing yards. It's like, the franchise hasn't been the same since they started doing all of that.
Would anyone have had an issue with Kyle Shanahan if after the game he goes up to McVay and he does the boppy where he goes like this and then he does one of these over his hair and refuses to shake his hand because he was their
friends, I think.
He was definitely trying to show up Kyle Shanahan with those celebrations. I think that their relationship is frayed now.
Yeah, they're not friends anymore. You heard it here first.
Did I have this right? Because there were so many dizzying permutations at the end, I believe I have it right when I say if the 49ers and Rams had just stopped playing, they too would have gotten into the playoffs on a tie. That both of them, I'm pretty sure that both of them could have stopped playing in overtime, just stopped. And if the game had ended in a tie, that both of them would have gotten in as well. That would be so great, Witty. I'm with Witty on this. I want chaos. I want anarchy. I want Bane on the sidelines.
Oh, a tie is chaos?
Yes. A tie is chaos. Guys, there's 65,000 people there.
Guys stopping and not giving people a result.
If you're going to play to a tie, you have to like do it sneakily. You can't just kneel down 100 times. Like, you have to just play a close game until the fourth quarter and then be like, whoopsie, we can't get past the half field now. Just kick a game-winning field goal.
Pardon me. Is your team not in the playoffs because of a tie?
It's unbelievable. Stugatz was right. Stugatz obsessed over the tie, and the tie gets the Steelers in. I just don't even know, though, Jessica. Seriously, that game was such slop. I don't even know if giving Ben Roethlisberger another game so we can be sad when he gets to the playoffs and starts with all those 2.5 yard passes again. I don't know if I want to watch this.
I want to watch the Steelers defense play again. I want to see if TJ Watt can break Michael Strahan's record. I know it'll be in the postseason and I know it's not in Witty's personal record book, but I still think it's cool. 22.5 sacks. And he missed, I think, two games with an injury. So he only did it in 15 games. But I like the Steelers team a lot. I mean, the defense is really good. Najee Harris is really good. Their rookie tight end is really good. I think it'd be fun to watch sans Ben Roethlisberger's noodle arm.
That was not fun to watch, Jessica. That was not fun to watch today.
Dan, it was like pouring. It's a division rival. Like, they were playing like another kind of crappy-ish team. Like, are the Steelers the best team in the playoffs? No. Are they the worst?
Yes.
Probably.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
Probably. Do I care? Absolutely not.
Dan, we got started a little late because of technical difficulties. So Sunday Night Football has kicked off, and unfortunately, they are playing football. They're not taking the I'm very disappointed by this. Now, doesn't mean that we're not heading for a draw. As Tony said, you can do it creatively, but I was really hoping for the anarchy of knees.
You say creatively you could do it. I legitimately thought when number 81 for the Packers, whose name I think is pronounced DeGuara, but I pronounce it like Lou Dobbs pronounces Mexican cities. when he went 70 yards on a tight end screen to give the Packers the lead, I'm like, okay, the Lions do want the first round, the number one overall pick, because that guy runs like I do. And that guy just ran away from the secondary for 70 yards, and I'm like, okay, the Lions have creatively dumped this game. But next thing you know, there's Jared Goff firing his way down the field because he doesn't want somebody with the number one pick in a bad quarterback draft to take the guy who's going to replace him in Detroit.
I thought Scott Hansen properly described DeGuara's touchdown, which was, there is nobody currently on the field who can catch him, which is not to say that he's the fastest guy in the world, it's just that there was nobody in his vicinity who is fat, which makes me presume that on that play, the Lions played 11 330-pound defensive tackles, because that's the only explanation for him being that open.
I am not kidding you when I say I'm a little bit embarrassed that a couple of weeks ago, I was watching a Cardinals game, and there is a Peterson playing cornerback for them. And I'm like, well, that can't be the Peterson I think plays cornerback for them, who I discovered today plays in Minnesota. I did not know.
First interception of the season, ran back for a touchdown.
Well, Julio Jones had his first touchdown of the season today for the Titans. I know, right?
And Danny Amendola is still out here crushing it for the Texans, too. What a day. Patrick Peterson, by the way, Gus Johnson crushed the call of that interception. Gus Johnson made 7-9 Vikings and 6-10 Bears sound like the game of the day. Johnson was amazing today.
Whoever was doing the Texans game said Danny Amendola had 36-year-old legs. On his old 36-year-old legs, he's still able to score a touchdown. I was like, 36? Wow, there's a lot of 36 and over people watching this. Like, holy shit, are we old?
Well,
are
but I think I think everybody was surprised that Amendola, it's not Brandon Cooks that's running all over the secondary of the Titans.
I didn't
know
Amendola. He was still in the league. I had no idea. And he had two touchdowns today. That probably had great odds on DraftKings Sportsbook. I wish I would have put in a double touchdown bet on that game.
He's
36 years old. That's crazy.
How did Danny Amendola, who has been on the injury report for 15 straight years, make it to 36? Like, he's been questionable with a leg for my entire life and somehow made it to 36. Also, Jess, I hope you put in promo code Dan.
Nope. Are we Billy? Did we have double? Did we have a double witching hour today?
Oh yeah. Scott, let us know. This is the second witching hour of today. Very exciting. And God bless iPads, because I don't know if you guys have done this during the second witching hour. Nature called, if you know what I mean. So I had to go to the
little quiet time for daddy.
Little quiet time for daddy. But it wasn't quiet time because of the iPad, and I could watch the red zone while I was there. Oh, it was luxurious. I can't imagine two things I enjoy more on a Sunday.
Pooping and watching the red zone.
You not usually man. Bring your phone to the bathroom like crass. Every other red-blooded human being?
Yeah, but the iPad, oof. The
iPad is it's a far more luxurious experience.
Screen in there.
Toss it up on the towel rack, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I would say I spend a portion of every Sunday in the bathroom with the iPad watching the red zone.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Usually I'm getting home from Sunday soccer, so I got to jump in the shower. The iPad comes with to watch the red zone.
Yeah. Isn't it great?
It's incredible. Oh,
yeah. And
it's
there's incredible. No rush. You don't there's fall no behind. Fresh. You don't got to get out of there quickly.
Sometimes, the showers take longer. I'm just mesmerized by the red zone.
Oh, you shower with the red zone?
Yeah.
I remember when TVs in the shower was a luxury that you would only see on MTV Cribs and at the Atlantis in the Bahamas. But now, with iPads, anyone can have one.
Atlantis in the Bahamas.
Those are the only two places. Is that right?
Such a niche joke.
Only two I've heard
of. MTV Cribs, though. There was always a bathroom with a TV in the bathroom. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
How many yards did Gronk have today? What did he end up finishing with?
Oh, Dan, he had 7 catches for 137 yards, and I'm glad you brought up Gronk because week 18, yes. And used to be week 17, is my favorite week of the year, and I'll tell you why. It's incentive day. Okay. You can never be wrong betting incentive days. Okay. Gronk today needed 7 catches and 85 yards, both of those combined for $1 million. And guess what? He got them big time. Almost every player that needed them today got them. Let's see. I'm going through my Stephon Diggs needed 6 catches and let's see, 6 catches. And over the next 2 seasons, he would have made $1.5 million. And he got him. He got
Brady did catches. That on purpose for Gronk today, right? Mm-hmm. Like that's something.
He came into the game. He was out of the game. Obviously, they were blowing out the Panthers, who are hapless. And I'm so glad, by the way, not just going to Panthers rant, but I'm so glad I don't have to watch them anymore. Like, fantasy's done. I'm not so invested in DJ Moore and Matt Rhule and McCaffrey.
Christian McCaffrey. Like,
I'm
out
done.
Every
I'm
week.
Done with the Panthers. I'm not doing any more Panthers things. I'm done. So you don't have to worry about that.
Do they lead the league in team you're happy to be done with?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Like,
For me, it's the Giants. I'm so happy that they're not even a tangential part of my life.
I'm so happy that the Giants season's over. You guys have no idea what it's like to date a Giants fan. It's so depressing.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are out of it by like September, so it doesn't matter.
The Broncos being done as well yesterday. Also, RIP Fangs. We got to pour one out for him. Vic Fangio fired by the Denver Broncos. But I'm pretty happy that they're no longer part of my 4 o'clock window either.
Yes, agreed. That's the game I usually nap to is the Broncos game.
Same with the Dolphins. I'm so glad I don't have to talk. Oh, wait.
I have to be honest. I'm pretty happy that they're gone from my life, too. I don't have to yell about Tua anymore.
Isn't it good just to watch
until March when everyone tries to convince me that Tua's good.
Witty had a strange stat that he threw out that I couldn't dispute when he said that the Jags lead the league in signaling that they've recovered a fumble that they have not actually recovered.
There was like three of them were like, Greg Gumbel is going, the Jags say they have it.
But they always say they don't.
It's second down and 2. Like, that happened like 3 times today. Like, just stop. You know, unless you have the ball, there were the boy who cried fumble to the point where Carson Wentz did actually fumble. The Jags recovered it, and I still didn't believe it until Trevor Lawrence, I almost said Gardner Minshew, until Trevor Lawrence was out there for 1st and 10 because they had so often said that they had the ball and they didn't.
what do the Eagles? The Eagles get the 1st round pick for Wentz. What is the final analysis of that entire trade?
A top disaster. Pick, a 3rd round pick. They gave $103 million in cap relief, okay, for the sprocketless Carson Wentz. And, like, they're better for it now. I mean, Nick Sirianni's got that team in the playoffs. I mean, Jalen Hurts is looking like a franchise quarterback. Stop me when you've heard this before. You know, Devontae Smith, a great receiver. Like, they've got picks. They've got cap space. The Eagles are back, baby.
And the Colts are just a quarterback away, right? The Colts. There was this one
MVP. I had the MVP, and then obviously you know what happened there. I think that was Carson Wentz's fault.
There was one play in that game. Jonathan Taylor, 4th and short, gets stuck at the goal line. Gets stuffed. They're like down by 20 points, and Carson Wentz comes in from behind and tries to push the pile, and just jams his arm right between Jonathan Taylor's legs in just a compromised position, and Jonathan Taylor's like, my season's not bad enough. You're not bad enough as my quarterback. Now you got to hit me in the junk from behind when I've been stopped on the goal line because you're trying to push the pile. Carson Wentz with all the sod in your face mask because you spent the whole game with your face in the ground.
And you also had TJ Watt getting kneed in the groin after tying the sack title. It was like, it was one play to the next. It was get the sack title, knee in the groin, landing on Tyler Huntley. It was
he broke the sack record, and then he almost broke the sack.
Hey. All right, let's end on that note. See you guys.
How many units should I put on this Raiders-Chargers game tonight? Damn it already started.
Go for the draw.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, Visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text THIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text THIN to 200-300. That's THIN to 200-300. THIN to 200-300.